USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is marking 80 years since the Pearl Harbor attack in Hawaii.
Next thing I knew, a line of bullets were going past me about 15 feet away. And I looked up and I saw the red ball on the fuselage of this airplane. I thought, my God, that's a Japanese plane. That's not our plane.
Herbert Efring speaking there on Fox News. Every year on December 7th, visitors from all over the world gather in Hawaii to honor the service members who were killed, as well as Pearl Harbor survivors and veterans. Direct and straightforward, that's how National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is describing President Biden's roughly two-hour video call with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Ukraine. Russia has been building troops on the Ukraine border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The Senate is still considering part of President Biden's economic agenda, the Build Back Better Act that they're calling a social spending bill. Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer gives an update on the negotiations.
Senate Democrats continue our work to pass the President's Build Back Better Act before Christmas. Making progress on Build Back Better has been no small task, but sticking to our deadline will be worth it for one simple reason. At its core, Build Back Better is the best shot we've had in decades to help families lower costs.
Republican critics argue the bill is too expensive at a time when inflation is rising and the government has already approved trillions of dollars in new spending. Governor David Ige has declared a state of emergency for Hawaii as heavy downpours and flash floods pound the island. The governor's declaration will mobilize resources and funding for cleanup from the storm. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some crimes, like armed robbery, have gone up in Los Angeles, and now that crime is spreading to surrounding neighborhoods like Beverly Hills and Pacific Palisades. Beverly Hills Police Chief Mark Stainbrook tells Fox and Friends that the problem isn't his officers, but rather the same criminals they arrest and are released back into the neighborhoods sometime later.
We're catching the criminals, and the problem is we're catching them over and over again, and they're being released very quickly without bail, and they're not staying in prison. So we just continue to deal with the same people again and again.
The White House is once again asked about a member of President Biden's family.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Monday refused to commit to basic transparency about Hunter Biden's alleged divestment from an investment fund controlled by Chinese state-owned entities or confirm that the first son's infamous lost laptop is authentic when pressed by the New York Post.
The president's son is not an employee of the federal government, so I'd point you to his representatives. And as it relates to the book, I have neither had the time nor interest in exploring or reading the book. Go ahead, Tina. I think I answered your question.
Psaki swatted down a question about Post columnist Miranda Devine's new book, The Laptop from Hell, which was released last week. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.